Hi, and welcome to English for International Students, Episode 10. This is Lindley, and this week we'll be wrapping up our interview with Tim Fox, the Clinic Director for Student Health Services at Texas Tech University. Before we jump into the interview, I thought it might be helpful to give you a quick rundown of how a doctor's appointment typically goes. So first, you can call and make an appointment, or if you wake up sick and want to see a doctor the same day, you may decide to use a walk-in clinic, either on campus or off campus. So lots of walk-in clinics now offer a wait-from-home feature, which is pretty cool. You basically sign in online and they text you shortly before you will be able to see a doctor, so you don't have to wait so long in the waiting room. Our campus doesn't offer that service in the student clinic, and Tim explains why sometimes the wait is so long in the waiting room.
If you're in the waiting room and you're wondering, okay, when am I going to be called? Just know that every student that comes in, our goal is to spend the time with them that we need to take care of them, but also so they understand.
So the long wait could mean that the doctor is attentively spending plenty of time with each patient who walks in the door, or if you're visiting a clinic off campus, it probably just means they're overbooked. When you actually show up to the doctor, you'll sign in, and if it's your first visit, you'll fill out some forms, like a medical history form and some privacy policies. We have some examples of that type of paperwork on our website. They'll ask you for your insurance information, they'll want to see your insurance card, and then you'll pay your copay. Then, after you do all of that, you wait in the waiting room. After a while, a nurse will call your name and take you back to an exam room where he or she will weigh you, maybe measure your height, take your blood pressure, maybe take your temperature, and so on. They'll also ask you for a list of the symptoms that brought you in to see the doctor, and they'll enter all this information into the computer. Then they'll leave the room, and again, you will wait. After a while, sometimes a long while, the doctor will come in and complete their exam. They usually only stay for a few minutes, again, especially off campus, so you need to be prepared. Some people write down all of the things they want to mention to the doctor and any questions they have so that they can efficiently cover everything they need to. After that, if you need medication, your doctor will ask you what pharmacy you use. If you're on campus, they may automatically assume that you're using their own pharmacy. Off campus, most people just choose the pharmacy closest to their house. The doctor will then call in your prescription and you go pick it up at the pharmacy. So that's the basic routine for visiting the doctor. Again, if you're going to a walk-in clinic or even if you have a scheduled appointment, it could take a couple of hours. So all of that information will give us some good background for the rest of my conversation with Tim. Tim had already shared lots of good information about how enrolled students can access healthcare, specifically health insurance. But what about their families? I asked him where non-students should look for insurance.
The best place to start right now is the Affordable Care Act website, and I think it's healthcare.gov. Mm-hmm. You have to be really careful on that site because there's a lot of different policies that might not be best for you. Just remember, cheaper doesn't always equal better. Mm-hmm. Usually there's somebody, whatever school you go to, usually there's somebody at Student Health that's an insurance expert that can steer you in the right direction for an insurance policy. Like if we had somebody come in that was just looking for an insurance policy, we would have them sit down with our insurance person and we would help them
fantastic.
Select the plan.
I didn't know we had something like
that. The vast majority of students would want to purchase that the healthcare plan through the university and just add their spouses to the plan.
Yeah.
That's generally the best plan. It might not be the most cost efficient, but it's definitely
the best coverage. Okay.
I asked him if it was okay to ask how much something cost. He said,
the way I would phrase it is, can you just ask them up front, can you give me an estimate of what this might cost? I understand you can't give me an exact price, but can you give me an estimate? And do you think my insurance will cover this?
What about asking the doctor?
Sure. Usually for us at, you know, again, at Student Health, we have the educational component.
Right.
And so every doctor that we have is going to factor in that, you know, if somebody, now they're going to factor it in if you mention it. So let's say, because they're focused on running whatever tests they need to make sure you're okay.
They're thinking from the medical perspective.
He mentioned some specific things you could say in this scenario.
Questions to ask are like, is there a very affordable way for me to do this test? Or can we make sure it's covered on my insurance? You know, or a couple of questions that are good to ask. Or I'm on a budget.
That's
can
a
we
good
do
sentence.
The most thing? You know, can we approach this the most affordable way for me?
Okay, so that will just flag in the doctor's mind that okay,
yeah.
this is something to be concerned about or aware of.
Yeah.
Did you catch those? Can we make sure it's covered by my insurance? I'm on a budget. Could we do this the most affordable way possible? Those are all good sentences to have ready. Sometimes doctors are all business, and they're focused on solving whatever medical problem you came in with. What can you say or do if they seem to be moving forward with a treatment or a test you're not sure you understand or want to have done?
The best thing that I've found, and this goes for everybody, is to not get upset, but just use your college student skills of being curious and ask questions like, I don't understand what you're asking me to do. I don't understand our plan.
Okay.
Can you go over that with me again? I don't know if I'm exactly comfortable with this. You don't want to get angry though, because it's just best to approach it very calm.
You don't want to accelerate the situation.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I mean, again, we know that most students are just not experienced at going to the doctor. We had an international student last week that didn't understand their follow-up plan and came back, and we got the doctor and we put them in an office and they went over it again.
Wow.
So
that's great.
Yeah. So if you don't understand, you have to ask.
So the key is to ask. You have to speak up if you don't understand or you're uncomfortable. At a place like a student clinic at your university, the doctor may even be willing to meet with you again, like Tim described. But if you're at a walk-in clinic, your appointment may be the last time you see that doctor, so you should speak up when you have the chance. If you do leave and realize after the fact that you have a question, you can definitely call the doctor's office and ask to speak with the nurse for that doctor. Usually you'll be sent to voicemail, where you'll leave your name, date of birth, phone number, and reason for calling. It may take a day or even two, but they should call you back with an answer to any question you have. Let's say the problem that you're having is a linguistic problem. You may just not be comfortable speaking about a technical medical issue in English. So are translators available? Tim said, absolutely.
We have a robust translation service. We have an iPad depending on your language, we can translate pretty much any language via the phone on an iPad or via a FaceTime app.
Okay.
And so what'll happen is, a person that's a skilled translator will get on FaceTime with you. It's 100% confidential, and you can speak. You'll speak to the iPad, and the iPad will translate back to, and a real person will translate back to that doctor what's going on.
That's
have that
great.
Available for any visit at any time.
And that's free?
Free, absolutely.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
What if you're communicating just fine, but you're uncomfortable with some cultural aspect of U.S. healthcare, and you would like to ask for something specific? Tim said that is absolutely acceptable. He said their goal is to help you be well and to remove as many barriers as possible.
For instance, there might be somebody that's a female that's not comfortable with seeing a male doctor. That happens all the time.
Okay.
All you have to tell us, though, you have to say, I want to see a female provider. And we
at
will
the
do
very
that.
Beginning.
Yes, the very beginning. You know, we have some males that only want to be seen by a male physician.
It's good to know that most healthcare providers won't be surprised if you make specific requests to make sure that you're comfortable with the appointment. Like Tim mentioned, if you want to see specifically a male or a female doctor, it's important to say that up front, right when you call to make the appointment or when you check in. Tim also mentioned that you may be asked why you need to see a doctor. If you're uncomfortable discussing that information with the receptionist, you can always wait to discuss that with the doctor and the nurse. You can just say, that's confidential. What about if you have a documented chronic health condition, or you've recently had labs run in your home country? Will doctors here in the U.S. look at them and take them into consideration? Tim says yes.
We respect any healthcare system throughout the world. So okay. It's just really important that that you bring documentation. That okay. really helps us.
He says if your records are in a different language, that they might be able to help you get those translated here on campus. Or you always have the option to get them translated before you go to the doctor to speed the process along. He said there are some cases where even if you have had recent lab work, the doctor might want to run his or her own tests.
Let's say you're on, diabetes medication. Uh-huh. You know, it's really good for us to have lab results. Now, because your care is covered under the academic health insurance plan, we may run some additional tests just to confirm, mm-hmm. Maybe your last lab work was done 2 years ago and you're diabetic. Mm-hmm. We may run some confirmatory tests to make sure. But again, those don't cost you anything in our clinic.
Tim goes on to say that if you're taking a certain medication, to bring documentation with you. That brings up one difference you may find between U.S. healthcare and the medical system in some other countries. We have two types of medication, over-the-counter, sometimes referred to as OTC, and prescription medication. You must see a doctor, as Tim said, the doctor has to lay eyes on you to get a prescription for any prescribed medications. You can't just walk into a pharmacy and get an antibiotic. You'll have to see a doctor for that. So if you're on any medication, you'll need to see a doctor in the U.S. so they can prescribe that medication for you so you can get it in a pharmacy here in your U.S. city. Overall, I was so impressed with what Tim described. He talked about a system, at least on campus, that is set up to educate and support students. They clearly have a lot to offer. I asked him what was the most underutilized service.
So we have two services that I feel like are very important, but they're a little underutilized.
Okay.
The first is our dietitian. So a dietitian or nutritionist mm-hmm. Is somebody that that you can talk to about healthy eating. Mm-hmm. You can talk to them about losing weight. You can talk to them about gaining weight, like on a muscle building regimen.
Okay.
You can talk to them about how to eat healthy in the United States.
Okay.
You know, so there's a number of things. Let's say you're a vegetarian and you want to be a vegetarian in Lubbock, which can kind of be tough sometimes.
Right.
So the dietitian can give really good advice, and that's free in our clinic. You don't.
Wow.
It's 100% free for a consult with a dietitian.
Incredible.
Yeah. And then the other service is our Rater Assistance Plan. And what the Rater Assistance Plan is, it's our alcohol and drug counselor.
Okay.
Let's say, you feel like you may have a drinking problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you're embarrassed about it. You don't really want to talk about it. You can come to our clinic and see we call it RAP or Rater Assistance Plan, and see our counselor. And what she'll do is she'll assess you, mm-hmm. Give you some education, and then decide if you might need treatment or not and recommend what that treatment might be.
That is great information. I didn't know about either of those services here on our campus. You can go see a nutritionist completely for free, or if you're struggling with addiction or think you might have a problem with alcohol, you can see someone who will help you work with your insurance to receive the appropriate treatment with complete confidentiality. Those services are likely available at any large university. All you have to do is ask. Thanks so, so much to Tim Fox for his time and valuable insights. I hope you all enjoyed his information about student health and visiting the doctor in general. It's always our goal at English for International Students to provide you guys with information that you find useful. In order to do that the very best way we can, we need to hear from you guys. Check out our website, englishforinternationalstudents.com, to see the resources that we have available for you. You can also find ways to get in touch with us. Also, check out our Instagram, English for Internationals, to find regular posts related to our episodes and other random stuff. As always, please, please rate us on iTunes and tell your friends and English teachers about us. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next time.